N0TR, W4NGU.
Talk to you, KB4CPA.
Neither do you. Pretty good. I heard you a little bit earlier. What you up to other than planning your route?
Have to play some tennis, and then I borrowed an instrument from Steve. I got to take it back to him tonight after after I finish. I want to get it back to him before we leave to go on vacation.
Got a hammer drill from him and kept it too long. I really apologized, but got that job done and got it back to him. He got a lot of nice tools.
He do. And I wish I'd have bought me one of these off the tool truck, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't have used it a whole lot, but it would have been nice to have.
What is it?
Scope, and it allows you to look in rather small places. So, and I needed to look down the shaft of the on the motorcycle where the clutch is, and just to make sure there's weren't any more little bits of metal in there or any damage or anything. I think I fished everything out that was in there with magnets, so I feel pretty good about that.
Oh yeah, he's got two of those. He showed me the other one last night. Yeah, that's an interesting little device.
I wasn't using it for what it was made for, but it still works. And the one I have has a light on the end of it. So I told him I needed a light because you know it's dark in that tube, and so I needed to see what was going on.
Well, what happened that you had metal shavings in there?
Little piece of the the thing that push rod that activates the clutch. It sits in another little round piece of metal, and just the very tip of it, a little piece of it broke off down inside the clutch housing on the other side of the housing, so I can't get to it. I can't physically get to it without tearing the transmission down, and I don't want to have to do that. So this is all I'm having to do is all I have to do is just take the back plate off the motorcycle, and that was pretty easy to do.
I think it was Dave Watson and Steve talking about motorcycles the other day, and I had no idea that the back tire got such low mileage before needing replacement.
Like anything else, you know, it depends on how you ride, but it's the only tire that's doing any work. As far as, you know, pulling the motorcycle, and, you know, you got a 700-plus-pound motorcycle and almost a 200-pounder person sitting on it, so, you know, you're looking at least 900 pounds of weight, and then, so anyway. So, And it's doing most, if not all, the work, so it's going to last a lot longer than, I mean, it's not going to last near as long as the front tire.
you going to go to Pigeon Forge now that you got all the blockages information?
See what we can do about Highway 25. There's one lane open, so it'll be, the traffic will be moving. It'll just be slow. When we get, we're not going to get on 26. We'll, there's some back roads you can take, and I've been taking them for a while now because we go up to Maggie Valley, and you have to go the same way to get to Maggie Valley, and it's some of the old roads, and it takes you up through Clyde, North Carolina, and then you can get on 40 right above Clyde, and should be pretty clear sailing after that, hopefully, unless there's a real bad wreck or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a long time since I've been up there, but the traffic just, oh man, it just drives me crazy. Took me 45 minutes to get from where we stayed to one of those Grand Ole Opry things or whatever the show we went to, and it was just a couple of miles. I was about ready to get out and walk.
I don't, I'm not looking forward to the, you know, the traffic situation in Pigeon Forge, that's for sure. I hate that six lane, and there's a lot of back roads, and if, and I say a lot, there's a couple of options, and if you know where they are, you can avoid a lot of that. And so, you know, we've been up there so much. I used to go to a music conference up there every year, the week after July 4th. And so, you know, you start discovering things. Oh, me. But then we'll be there during the week, and the traffic's not as bad during the week as it is on the weekend.
Women do love that Pigeon Forge, though, don't they?
Fortunately. We hadn't been in a while, though, I'll have to say. Just for that reason. Just, you know, but I tell you, they got... There's so much construction on 26 right now. It's just, it's awful. And it seems like the westbound side is worse than the eastbound, even though they both have construction. I'm not sure what the difference is, but they're just creeping along westbound, and when you're coming back, you know, traffic's moving along pretty good eastbound, but westbound, they're just creeping along, and really, really feel sorry for them, because it just goes on for miles and miles and miles.
Well, when I was dating Teresa and traveling up to Kentucky, there was a bridge that was way high off the ground in Tennessee. Was that the bridge Steve said was being worked on again?
I'm not sure what bridge he was talking about. I think he was talking about taking a different route, going up Highway 11, and I'm not really sure. It's not the one that's on 25. They've laid concrete on that one two or three times, and I wish they'd just, you know, put a layer of asphalt over it and be done with it. But anyway, that's just my opinion. That's what they did on right there in front of Furman. It was real bumpy right there going under that bridge and coming off of it. And they just, when they paved, they just paved asphalt, kept going on the bridge, even though it was concrete. And it's just as smooth as silk now.
Well, this bridge I'm talking about is way on up the road from 25 or 11. And I thought they would never finish it. But that was their redo of that whole thing, a new bridge. They didn't just redo the old one. That's been 6 to 8 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure what bridge he was talking about, to be honest with you. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out and warm up, do some warm-up exercises for my knees. And I don't play till 6 o'clock, but I'll warm up for about 20 minutes, and then I'll get out in the court.
This week the weather cleared up for you, so that's good. Talk to you later, David. Enjoyed it. W4, never give up.
You take care, and it's good to talk to you, Phil. I haven't talked to you in a while. And tell Teresa hello, and we'll talk to you later. W4NGU, KB4CBA, clear.
KO4, EWR, Mobile, Doug in Greenville, requesting audio and radio check. How about the cover?
This is WD4LUJ. Name here is Randy. You're full quieting in the repeater. Just a little bit of noise on the signal, but you sound pretty good.
Yeah, 10-4, Randy. I appreciate the comeback. We switched antennas, did a little this, a little that, and I think we're finally firing on all 8 cylinders here. And Randy, I appreciate the comeback. Hope you have a good evening, and sure appreciate everything. Gonna be KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, Doug. We will be standing by. Over.
Okay, Doug. Yeah, you're perfectly readable, 5x5. This is WD4LUJ, clear.